off his new bid for the White House. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Former President Trump on the campaign trail today, speaking in Columbia, South Carolina. Earlier in the day, he stopped in the Northeast.
Former President Trump speaking in Salem, New Hampshire on Saturday, making his first official campaign speech in the state that holds the first Republican primary, while also taking aim at his successor.
Under Biden, our nation is being destroyed by a selfish, radical, and corrupt political establishment. That's what it is.
Many big-name Republicans have teased potentially challenging the former president for the GOP nomination, but no one else has announced their candidacy as of yet.
Fox's Kevin Uransky. More protests are expected over the police beating death of Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop in Memphis. Protests erupted in a number of cities last night following the release of police body cam videos showing the brutal assault on Nichols.
Justice for Tyre Nichols!
Five of the police officers involved in the assault on Nichols have been fired, arrested, and charged with second-degree murder. California is among eight states proposing a new tax on the wealthy that would follow them out of state.
They aim to take a cut from large asset holdings every year, regardless of whether the asset grew in value. Lawmakers in California want to tax all forms of personal property or wealth. This would include not just real estate, but also business interests, unrealized gains, and even artwork. The California bill would also require taxpayers to pay these taxes even if they move out of state. And New York's proposal increases state capital gains taxes so much that, according to the Wall Street Journal, the government would take half of every dollar in investment earnings.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
This week's trial resumes Monday of Alex Murdaugh, the South Carolina lawyer accused of killing his wife and son 2 years ago. Fox's Tanya J. Powers with a recap.
Law enforcement testimony in the trial of Alex Murdaugh included a state crime scene agent who talked about the evidence collected, as well as one of the detectives who interviewed Murdaugh. Video evidence presented by prosecutors suggests Murdaugh's comments to police about his whereabouts when his wife and son were killed may not have been accurate. The video shot by Murdaugh's son seems to dispute Murdaugh's comments on the 911 call, which was played in court. Murdaugh faces 30 years in prison if convicted. Murdaugh, an attorney, also faces about 100 charges related to other crimes, including stealing millions from clients and the family law firm. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities in Hawaii's Big Island are still working to identify an unknown suspect whose DNA was found in connection to a cold case. Fox's John Saucier reports.
Albert Ian Schweitzer was convicted more than two decades ago and sentenced to 130 years in prison for the murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault of Dana Ireland. A judge has now ordered Schweitzer release after his attorneys, in conjunction with the Hawaii Innocence Project, presented new DNA evidence showing that a Jimmy Z brand T-shirt found near Ireland and soaked with her blood had belonged to the same unknown suspect. Schweitzer's younger brother, Sean, had taken a guilty plea after his brother's conviction. Another man, Frank Pauline Jr., was also convicted in this death, but he was killed in prison in 2015. John Saucier, Fox News.
Gas prices edged up further this week across the nation. The AAA says the price for regular rose 13 cents from a week earlier to $3.45 a gallon. The increase is blamed on higher demand during the unusually mild weather and a slight increase in crude oil prices. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.